The One Pulse Foundation announced the selected team that will design the Pulse Memorial and Museum. The memorial will commemorate the 49 people who died when a gunman opened fire at the Pulse nightclub on June 12, 2016. 90.7's Danielle Pryor was at the Dr. Phillips Center for today's announcement. Danielle, tell me about the winning team and what their design looks like.
Well, the team is led by a Parisian architectural firm, Coldify and Associates, but it actually includes Orlando architects from HHCP Architects, and the design includes a memorial with a reflection pool and garden with 49 trees around it, an open-air educational center with a public plaza, and then there's also a survivor's walk, and that connects the site with the Orlando Regional Medical Center. Here's designer Zoltan Neville.
We want everyone to have their own experience. Part of it is really to address everyone, and people come to it with different perspectives, with different backgrounds, and the goal is really that everyone kind of appropriates it in their own way.
Danielle, tell me more about how the space will be used.
Well, the designers see it as a place to remember victims and survivors, but it'll also be a place to learn about tolerance. Former Orange County Mayor Teresa Jacobs spoke at the announcement, and she imagines it as a pilgrimage site for the LGBTQ community, especially young people who may be having a hard time coming out to their parents.
And if their parents understand what a hate and intolerance and indifference and lack of acceptance does, their parents will understand and they can have those conversations. So we are here today to save thousands of young people's lives.
Danielle, did you hear from any of the survivors or the relatives of the 49? And if so, what did they say?
Sure, Nikki. Myra Elvire is the mother of victim Amanda Elvire, and she says the memorial and museum will embody the legacy of the 49.
A legacy of love, unity, acceptance, tolerance, kindness, and respect. Our children paid the ultimate sacrifice, and now their death will not be in vain.
Now, the plans to build the Pulse Memorial and Museum have not been without controversy, is that right?
That's right. The Community Coalition Against a Pulse Museum was founded by Christine Linenen, whose son Christopher Andrew Linenen was killed at Pulse. She doesn't want to see the site turned into a tourist attraction. And I spoke with Zach Blair, who knew several of the victims and is also a member of that coalition.
I would like to see funds being raised for survivors and for victims' families who still need mental health care, who need medical assistance with their medical costs, who need help with their rent.
Blair said he'd also like to see a support center for survivors of Pulse as well as other mass shootings.
So what is the timeline for building the museum and memorial, and how much will it cost?
The Pulse Memorial and Museum is scheduled to open in 2022. One Pulse Foundation director, Barbara Poma, says the project will cost some $45 million.
You know, we have raised $16 million so far, including our TDT funding. And so we know that fundraising comes in phases. And now that we have a design concept, we'll have a new wave of fundraising that we'll be able to do. And again, when you break ground, there'll be another round and finishing up. So it just comes in phases.
Poma says the design is not finalized yet, and she says the foundation will spend the next year and a half talking with stakeholders like survivors, family and friends of victims, and even first responders to get their input.
I've been speaking to 90.7's Danielle Pryor about the Pulse Memorial and Museum. The winning design was announced today. Thank you, Danielle.
You're welcome, Nikki.